Rise and shine, Hawks fans. We've got some new additions. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the queen of tofu, the leader of Allie's Army, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. He was an All-American, a national champion, yada, yada, yada. Played for the Falcons. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And we mix in some Dylon here and there and everywhere. And we make up the Morning Shift, the best sports talk radio show from 6 to 9 a.m. in Atlanta or ever or on the, you know, the station or
this
in the city.
This period.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been a long time. And I say long time, like, you know, since 2021, since I have been excited like this about our Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
Because Ansi Saleh is out there making moves.
Well,
he is. I mean, the dude. I mean, I told you, men with beards, they don't mess around. And he has gotten a very aggressive beard.
It feels like it's few and far between where we get to celebrate the front office moves for any Atlanta team. Obviously, you know, Alex Anthopoulos has had his moments in the past, although he's been under the gun here recently. Terry Fontenot, it feels like, for the most part in his tenure, has been under the gun and had to answer questions. But nationally right now, Ansi Saleh is being, you know, patted on the back, I guess you would say, in terms of what he's been able to do with his Hawks roster. And it just feels like, for the first time in a long time, it's just a clear picture of where we're headed. You know what I mean? Just a clear picture.
Yesterday was one of those days where if you put your phone down for 5 minutes and picked it back up, you're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
There were updates left and right. And look, this show today, it is not ours. It is yours. Today, we want to hear from you about these Hawks moves. What is your expectation level? Call in. We want to hear from you today. 404-726-0929. Is Atlanta hitting contender status? Call in. Tweet at us, whatever you need to do to get your message across to us today, because we want to hear from you today about these Hawks moves at 929 Morning Shift. Let's break down what happened yesterday, guys. Hawks are getting Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the Timberwolves. That's a sign and trade deal for 4 years, $62 million. As part of that deal, we are sending a 2027 second-round pick via Cleveland and cash to Minnesota. Also, Luke Kennard will be joining the Hawks as well with a one-year, $11 million deal. Apparently, Trae Young, thank goodness we don't pay by the minute anymore with cell phones, because he was on the phone all night last night recruiting these guys to come on over to the ATL.
Yeah, and you know, Trae Young is another interesting kind of part of this. We've talked about our expectations for Trae Young on the show, and Bo's said it a couple of times as well about, you know, what this is and what the immediate future is. And the way that this Nikhil Alexander-Walker thing has kind of been structured, and you look at, you know, I think it's a 3+1, or when the details come out, there might be a player option there in the fourth year. But Kennard, one-year deal. Porzingis, obviously, you know, his 1 year left on his contract at 30. Trey will be due an extension at some point. This is the last year he's actually under contract. He has the player option the following year. Dyson Daniels is ending his rookie contract this year. But, man, you have finally surrounded Trae Young with the pieces you feel are necessary for him to be successful. You've got length, you've got spacing, you've got shooters, you've got guys that can create. And we'll talk, obviously, all the way throughout the show about, like you said, Allie, expectations and all the above. But it's just, man, it's such a breath of fresh air to have some excitement around this Hawks team and feel like you're making all the moves necessary to strike when the iron's hot.
Trae is eligible to sign this offseason. I mean, this summer. He's eligible to sign this extension. I don't think it will happen. I was after the Porzingis trade and after the moves they made in the draft, I still believe that this is a team that is going to put it all in this year. And I think you just laid it out with the contracts with Kennard 1 year deal, Porzingis 1 year. I'm gonna start calling him Nall, N-A-W.
Nall.
That's one of his nicknames, I think, that the people call him. Yeah. Is a deal that is longer, but this is a guy that's an elite defender that can come off the bench. I think that's gonna be his role, is coming off the bench. You know, he's pretty much gonna give you 10 points a night. and he is aggressive. I mean, I was watching some of the some just defensive stuff from him.
Yes.
And it's just phenomenal. It's fun to watch. It is SGA's cousin, by the way.
Ding.
And he was very good against SGA in the playoffs. So there's flexibility. I think Bill Simmons posted it. The Hawks were at one point a 33-1 to win to come out of the East, right? Now they're plus 900. They had the fourth best odds in the East. They have just kind of upped the ante, but they're also doing it with a way that can kind of leave them open to if they want to kind of hit a reset. It's really cool the depth that this team has kind of developed. I mean, remember when we made all those trades to get rid of DeAndre Hunter last year? And I mean, I say all these trades, but you brought in guys. I mean, you look at their rotations now. Like, at any point in the point guard, they can have Trey, Kobe Bufkin, Nahl, N-A-W, and Nikhil Alexander Walker can play some point. And Vit, your guy, right? You also have Dyson at your two to three, what would be a normal 2-3, can be Dyson Daniels, Risha Shea, Luke Kennard, Nikhil. Again, their front court can be any kind of combination, a combination of Jalen Johnson, Porzingis, 00, Mo Gay, Asa Newell. I mean, so that's a lot more depth than you really think about this team having in a very long time. And you're still, I think, like $10 million under the luxury tax, or somewhere around that $8 to $10 million under.
And they still have that mid-level exception that they can use too. So the Hawks, by no means, Ansi Saleh, I don't think, is done by any means at all. And going back to Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he, in my opinion, was one of the best, if not the best, at least top two, as far as 3-and-D guys you can get on this free agent market. He was probably number one. You can make argue maybe number two, but he was probably number one as far as 3-and-D guys you can go get. And then he has his offensive game too is one that's evolving. And he was one of those guys on the Minnesota Timberwolves when they made these past two playoff runs. He was an X factor. Like, if he got hot from the corner or from 3-point land, I mean, that was a very hard team to beat, especially obviously with what he brought defensively. And now you talk about if you want to go a defensive lineup, I mean, Dyson Daniels and Nikhil Alexander-Walker on the court at the same time, because I guarantee you there will be times where they're on the court at the same time. You're talking about shutting down whoever the best two players are on the opposing team. I mean, whoever the best guard is, whoever the best wing is, I mean, forget about it.
That's the thing with if Kobe Bufkin, you don't know what he is.
Right. X factor.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well.
He's, no, I mean, X factor in terms of what your expectations are for him. You know, I mean, right. You don't know. He could go one way or another. You talked about the fact that they still have money to spend if they want to go out and spend it. You think they're bringing another ball handler?
I think they need to.
Yeah. Well, I think Nikhil can. I think that's an underrated part of his game. I don't think he's necessarily, like, he's not Trey or what you think Bufkin can be, but he can handle the ball, especially if Dyson and him are on the court at the same time. And you wanted to go with him and, you know, a little bit bigger lineup.
Yeah.
And a little, but you're clearly building a roster to make up for, and I know that Trey's gotten better, but he's still a defensive liability on the court. And if you're going to compete for titles, he is a absolute liability on the court, and you're making up for that. That's like, now Luke Kennard's not a very good defender either. So don't, but he's also.
He can hold his own.
But he's.
Yeah, he's not, but he's not that. Yeah, but to your point, yeah.
He is a guy who, with the right night, is an elite 3-point shooter that can just go flat off.
Yeah, Luke Kennard, both, and to your point, since 2021, he has at least shot in over 42% from three. Since 2021, at 44, 44.6, 44.9, 49.4, 45, and 43.3. I mean, he is and dead eye as far as dead eyes go. Going back to Nikhil Alexander-Walker and how Ansi is building for right now and the future, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he is one of those foundational type of pieces that you want when building a championship-caliber team, 3-and-D guy. And then when you talk about what else they have as far as Dyson, you think they're going to re-sign him. He's a guy who can play defense, is starting to be better creating his own offense. Jalen Johnson, he's a versatile wing that you would need when you're building a NBA championship-caliber team. And Onyeka Okongwu, a stretch big. So to y'all's point about, you know, this being a team that is kind of – where you're looking at Trae Young, to where like, okay, Trae, you've got all the pieces around you now. Like, what are you going to do with it? And this is also a team that Auntie is building that's like, okay, even if we don't move forward with Trae Young for whatever reason, and I hope we do, but even if we don't, Nikhil Alexander-Walker is a building block. Jalen Johnson's a building block. Dyson Daniels is a building block. Zachary Sache is a building block. So, I mean, he's also bringing in guys that you can have for the long haul. And if you do hit a soft reset for whatever reason, those are guys that are going to be a part of it for sure.
It is just such an exciting morning for Hawks fans. I'm sure last night was like trying to go to sleep on Christmas Eve because all the news is just so exciting. So we want to take your reaction to the Hawks news. Nikhil, Luke, taking your calls all morning long. Are these the pieces we finally needed? Call in 404-726-0929. Dylan is on the other side of that number. He has a bike. Give him a call right now. 404-726-0929.
Sure?
Actually, I don't know.
You never know.
We'll take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.